I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the delicately folded puzzle pastry at your corner bakery. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guest is the delightful James Altucher, author. He's a friend of mine, host of the James Altucher Podcast, not your average podcast. Welcome, James Altucher.
AJ, I've been marking the days down in my calendar until coming on the Puzzler Podcast. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me. And I've even been training all morning in anticipation of this. I did Wordle on the New York Times. I did Spelling Bee on the New York Times. I did about 60 chess puzzles. I've got my puzzle mind going.
I like that. Thank you for getting warmed up. We are excited to have you for several reasons. First, you're a great podcaster, great writer. Second, we have known each other. We're longtime friends. And third, you have a great name for wordplay. I don't know if you noticed, but you have not one, but two hidden words in your name, James Altucher. Do you know them?
Well, I mean, there's lots of words potentially, right?
So not like, mixing it up, just reading with the words, well, letters just as they are. There's one that's...
Oh, there's jam, right?
Oh, that's true. There's three. I was looking at the ones that span the two words.
Oh, let me see.
So there's one at the...
Well, there's Misa, you know, like a Misa.
Exactly.
I've never thought of this before. This is really interesting. So do they have to span both words?
Well, these two happen to span both words.
Okay,
you're right. Jam is in there. So Mesa you have.
Oh, there's a salt.
Exactly. Salt. Yeah. Like
I've never thought of that before.
Well, that's why we're here, to help you. So you know, something to talk about and boast about at parties. I don't think I only have one. Maybe I'm wrong. Jake Cobbs, C-O-B.
Oh, wait, but what's your first name?
Well, my real first name is Arnold. I'm growing into my name. All right. Well, that said, our actual puzzle has nothing to do with the hidden words in your name. I just wanted you to know. But it does revolve around your name because we love your initials, J-A, the mirror image of my initials. So we thought that this puzzle would be about other people and things that have the initial J-A and what their podcast might be called if they had a podcast. So for instance, if there were a podcast hosted by the second president of the United States, it would be the...
The John Adams Show.
The John Adams Show. Exactly. Apparently, he was a bit of a cantankerous pill, so might not be popular. Are you ready for the real ones?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I thought that was... I was hoping that was a real one. I'm like, oh, this is easy. Give me more presidential trivia. Trivia for 200, AJ.
We are going to give you that one. We are... just because we like you. That counts. One for one. All right. This is a podcast hosted by a woman who was famous for her British novels featuring single men in possession of good fortunes and the ladies who love them.
19th century. This is already a podcast? Jane Austen, probably.
Yeah, the Jane Austen Show. There's probably podcasts about Jane Austen, but she doesn't host it.
I was thinking if there are any current podcasts involving this, but I couldn't think of a British female author with J.A.
There's J.K.
Yes.
By the way, J.R. One side note, Andrea Schoenberg wrote this puzzle, but I tried to add to it by asking ChatGPT for some other J.A.s, and among their suggestions were Jimi Hendrix and Jean-Michel Basquiat. So I love that because it means we still have like 6 months before it takes over. All right, you ready for your next podcast? This is a podcast about the era of flappers, prohibition, speakeasies, guests like Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald. The J-A. So it's not a person. Not a person. It is a phrase this time.
So it's like a roaring 20s kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald, they're more than roaring 20s. They're...
Right. They're... like jazz, the jazz podcast.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I don't have to use JA as abbreviation. It's just...
Do. No, it's jazz something. The era. It's the era. Jazz.
All right, hold on. The jazz alternatives or the jazz...
It's the time period of
the
these.
The jazz and alcohol prohibition period. The jazz and alcohol so podcast.
Close. Jazz, the time period, the...
The jazz age podcast.
The jazz age. You got it. We like to see you struggle a little. Humanizes you. By the way, this I didn't know until researching. Do you say era or era? Which do you say?
Well, it's funny you ask that. So when I wrote the book, Choose Yourself, the original title was The Choose Yourself Era. And I noticed whenever I said the title to people who were asking, oh, what's the title of your next book? Everybody kept squinting and saying, did you just say the Choose Yourself Era? So that's when I think era sounds too much like error.
Right, especially if you have like a Boston or Brooklyn accent, the era.
Era.
So did you switch to era?
No, I just took out the word. So I just said choose yourself.
There you go. And it was a hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I think books that sound like a call to action do well.
Oh, interesting. Just ordering people around. They like being told what to do. All right. Well, next one. Just so you know, era is correct. It's the British pronunciation, and era is the American. So I guess I'm an Anglophile because I say.
Well, era. Why did you say correct about the British pronunciation? Why is that correct?
I have a soft spot. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Couple more. This is a podcast where you interview athletes who play a high-speed ball game. Beloved by gamblers. It's played by with wicker baskets on their hands. You ever see that? Often in Florida.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. The High Lie podcast.
Exactly. The High Lie Show. All right.
I was thinking lacrosse, but the wicker basket, that definitely sped it up.
Lacrosse has an A in it, but but no J.
No J.
All right. This one is hard. I actually don't think I would get this. But this is a show about a type of candy consisting of a certain nut covered in colorful hard candy shells. It's a tough one.
Wait, say it again. This is a show about a candy that's covered in
hard candy shells, and they're like different pastel colors. I don't think I knew. It rang a bell when I heard it, but I wouldn't have been able to come up with it. That's why I decided to give it to you. Because
I kind of forget, like jelly beans and almonds. Well,
almonds.
Jelly beans
you got
and almonds
almond.
Show.
You got almond. Now, the first word is sort of like the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls basketball player Michael.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
The greatest basketball player of all time, Michael. That one you do know. I happen to know.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Right. So you put them together, Almond and Jordan, and you've got the Jordan Almond Show, the Jordan Almond Show.
Oh, I would not have known that. There's no way.
Me too. Are we the only ones who don't know?
What is a Jordan Almond?
You will definitely recognize it if you see it. It's very Eastery, I feel. It's like pastel pinks and yellows. But I get the feeling that most other people know Jordan Almonds. All right. Well, you did very well, except for the Jordan Almond, but I didn't know that either. So,
thank you, AJ. It's good puzzles, good puzzle making. I didn't really know. Sometimes trivia is a little hard. It depends if you are an expert in that area.
That's right. Exactly. We try to veer more towards puzzles than trivia, but I guess there's a little crossover. Where can people find more James Altucher content?
You know, I think they should listen to any podcast episode that includes both you and me. So we've done like 20 podcasts together, and now they can listen to The Puzzler and hear us on this show.
Exactly. And we did a special series called Good or Bad. Are dogs overall good for the world or bad for the world? I voted good, but which is a hot take.
I voted bad, and now I have two. Now I have two dogs. I have a tiny one and a German Shepherd.
So you doomed yourself. It was destiny, hubris.
Probably everything I said was bad. I probably now have. I sent kids to college. I said college was bad.
You did argue college was bad.
I own a home. I said owning a home was bad.
You are
such a hypocrite.
Yeah, it's terrific. All right. Well, thank you, James. And as always, before we wrap up, we have an extra credit for the puzzlers at home. This is a podcast where the host reads resumes of those seeking employment. You'll get the answer to the extra credit next episode. And puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast. If you're enjoying it, tell your friends, maybe even rate it, even 5 stars. And we'll meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Greg Pliska here with the extra credit answer from our previous episode. We did food charades with Dan Pashman. Your extra credit clue was this. Product made by Maidenform, dog breed Border Blank, and football player Gronkowski. Those three parts are bra, collie, and Rob, and you put them together and you get Broccoli Rob. Enjoy your Broccoli Rob, and come back here and enjoy more of the Puzzler Podcast with AJ Jacobs.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.